Art, you've been around big sporting events pre-9/11 and post-9/11. How much does this change your sense of public safety at these types of sporting events?
I don't think it changes me at all, and I don't think it changes the will and the resolve of American sports fans. In fact, I think it's hardened it. I think the way this happened was such a violation on so many levels that it's, I think President Obama on Thursday morning said it far better than I can, but there is something about Boston that's the hometown of all of us, and there's something about marathoning that really sort of embodies all that's great about athletics and all that so angers us about this episode. I was in Athens in 2004 when the Olympics returned home after 3,000 years. And I had a chance to stand on the course of the marathon in Athens. And of course, it's named after the city, Marathon, in Greece. And watching that event in 108 degree temperatures with the reflected sunlight coming off and boiling eggs on, it was just a tremendous party. There is nothing in Olympic history like the first runner coming into the stadium after the marathon. Everybody's on their feet. Everyone's cheering. Very inspiring. There's a reason the Olympics saved the marathon for last, because there's nothing like the drama, and there's nothing like, to me, a marathoner completing the appointed round, because, well, I can't do it.
Right.
And I think all of us admire those people who can do what we believe to be the unimaginable. I can play basketball, and I can run 90 feet, and I can run little short steps, but there's no way I can do a marathon. And so these people have my utmost admiration because of the difficulty of the feat and my inability to do it. And then to have something like this happen, well, I just think these are the perfect people to demonstrate the resolve to get through this and to be totally unintimidated.
And more specifically, this happening in Boston, speaking of resolve.
Yes, that's one tough city. I've been there for Red Sox games, Seahawks, Patriots games. There was a coincidental timing in which I was there for another big sports event in Boston, the head of the Charles Rowing Regatta, which in which University of Washington crews have participated, and there have been others. And it's another great party, annual party in Boston that celebrates sports. I don't think there's another city in the nation that has the intensity, the transgenerational depth, and the passion for sports that Boston has. It's a remarkable place, and they care so much that they basically declare sports holidays, and the marathon was one. And that's why this violation is so much more intense, so much more felt by so many more communities than any other sports event I think they could have picked, and that's why I think the power of what's going to happen after this is going to be much deeper and more lasting.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.